Welcome to 3 and 3, three key facts in 3 minutes or less on the topics you care about most. The gender wage gap. Key fact number one. The origin of the oft-cited 77 cents on the dollar statistic. The commonly cited statistic that females earn 77 cents on the dollar compared to males for the same work stems from a 2011 U.S. Census Bureau report that stated, in 2010, the female-to-male earnings ratio of full-time, year-round workers was 0.77. This statistic has been widely parroted by those in media, intelligentsia, and even in a summer 2012 campaign ad for Barack Obama during his second-term run for the White House. This statistic, however, merely and broadly compares the salaries of all working men to that of women working in all fields. Make no mistake, when you hear the 77 cents on the dollar statistic cited, this is that to which they are referring. Key fact number two, the disappearance of the gender wage gap when accounting for job choice, education, and experience. A comprehensive study by Forbes found that when accounting for performing the same job with comparable levels of experience, qualifications, the gender wage gap between male and female workers completely disappears. And according to some studies, such as those out of New Zealand and Australia, when it comes to high-earning careers, women sometimes actually earn more than men. The more comprehensively this field was studied, the more apparent it became that the wage gap is largely, if not entirely, explained by the choices individual workers make. For example, a Harvard study found that men are 83% more likely to take overtime than their female counterparts. Men also take 48% fewer unpaid hours off. When adjusted for these very relevant parameters, the wages paid for comparable time and effort worked have been found to be consistently comparable, regardless of sex. Key fact number three, the real gender gap is found in that of workplace deaths. Researchers at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics and the U.K. government have confirmed that 92 to 94% of all workplace deaths in each respective country are men. Contrary to the opaque statistical manipulation that can take place in comparing broad wages, the loss of life in the workplace is quantifiable, documented, irrefutable, and tragic. This has been 3 and 3. I'm Steven Crowder. If you want to learn more, you can peruse the references for this specific show at 3keyfacts.com or tune in to the hour-long daily show, Louder with Crowder, weekdays at 10 a.m. Eastern on Rumble, YouTube, or right here anywhere you get your podcasts.